So I don't know if anybody noticed, but Leanne was over here recording while that was going on, but we had a nurse real, real close. Well, it is Master Clubs Awards night, and I thank all of you for being here. Tonight, we're just going to present our kids to you, and they're going to get the awards that they've earned throughout the year. Now, these awards are not all the awards that they've earned all year long. This is just a portion of it, probably within the last couple of months, things that they've earned. It's been a great year in Master's Club. We've had an awesome bunch of kids this year. This is actually our highest attendance on record so far, especially Miss Jessica's class. It is booming, so keep up the good work, parents. We had an awesome regionals contest this year. We took the most amount of kids we've ever taken. We had 22 kids with us this year for regionals, so that was a feat in itself. And of course, we brought home probably more awards than we've ever brought home during a regionals competition as well. So continue to congratulate the kids on that. We also introduced our sailboat regatta. This was the first time we ever did that this year. You guys will get to see some of the video from that tonight, along with our pine car derby. But we also, of course, with Master Clubs, we are constantly learning verses. The kids are constantly learning verses, and they are just saturated over and over in the Word of God. They are just learning they're learning about salvation, and not just learning about it, but how to teach somebody else and lead somebody else in salvation, which a lot of that's going to be highlighted tonight. So I do want to take just a moment to acknowledge all of my teachers and workers, which this program would not function without. So instead of me trying to call off a bunch of names, I'm just going to ask you guys to please stand if you are a teacher or a worker, so we can just acknowledge you for just a moment. And, of course, I also want to take time to acknowledge Pastor for allowing us to have the program here at Heritage. And I also, most importantly, want to acknowledge all of you parents and grandparents for bringing your kids here on Wednesday nights to get them involved in this program. From the bottom of my heart and Leah's heart, we thank you. So, normally around this time every year, I come up here and I present about, you know, what is a typical night in Master Clubs and how does the program work overall. But this year we've got something a little bit different planned. So I have a special skit that we're going to show you guys tonight. It's actually some of our best performers, Samantha Day, Isaac Day, and Noah Day. So it's a day skit. So with that said, go ahead, Samantha.
Samantha!
Hi, Isaac.
Oh, we're
watching.
Oh, yeah, there's like 1,000 eyes looking at you, so yeah, there's a lot of people watching.
Yeah,
especially my glorious face, okay. Of course. But other than that, UK, what finally made you come?
Well, I had nothing going on, so I just figured I would come, so.
Well, it's great that you came.
Yeah, so do you want to go sit in the back? Ooh, that looks hidden.
Hold on there, Jethro. It's Wednesday night. I'm going to Master's Club.
What's Master's Club?
Oh, it's awesome. We learn about God. We have Bible presentations. We study the Bible. It's really fun.
Yeah, it sounds an awful lot like Sunday school.
Well, there's a very big difference between it. The main difference is books. We study our books, we write down everything. It's really, 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 really fun.
Okay.
People. Hold on, let me get my brother.
Wait, what?
Hey, Noah! Noah, come over here! There's a new person! Yeah, a visitor!
Hi.
Hold on, he's coming.
Wait for it.
And behold, my brother.
Yes?
This is a visitor here. She's new, and we need to tell her about Master's Club.
Oh yeah, Master's Club. That's pretty easy. Yeah. I mean, you study the Bible there,
yeah.
You memorize verses.
Yeah.
Play a lot of games, Bible games. And you also make a lot of friends there as well.
Yeah.
Most important of all, you learn about salvation and how to teach.
Hallelujah!
Okay, people. Yeah, that sounds cool and all, but, you are?
Oh, I'm Noah. And you are?
Samantha?
Say it louder!
Samantha! Okay, I don't Girl, I don't know if I should.
So, Sam, are you ready to go to master school?
I don't see why not.
Great!
Hey, Marlon! Wait, see eyes! See eyes!
Hey, you just done with me, I love you!
Don't worry!
Okay,
That's how we treat all of our visitors to Master Close. Okay, at this time, we're going to have the classes start coming forward and presenting their kids and their awards. So, first class we have is the beginners class, and that is headed up by Miss Jessica and Miss Leah. So, I'm going to ask you guys to come forward at this time.
They wonderful. I love them so much. I'm Jessica Cook, and I teach the 3, 4, and 5-year-olds, and it's such a blessing. We're going to start, first of all, with our youngest group. God's Little Treasures is what we call them. These are our 3-year-olds. So if they would stand up, we have Ava Goble and Aubrey Hill. They don't know what they're supposed to do. Chase Latta, Haley Garinger, good job. Jacob, you can sit down. You graduated. I was just going to briefly tell you what they've learned this year. They've learned who is Jesus Christ, and this is basically, we talked about his deity and how Jesus Christ is God, and he came from heaven to earth. And then the next chapter was Jesus loves me, and we learned that Jesus loves me when I'm kind to my family, when I am kind to animals, when I am kind at church, and that we love our pastor, and that Jesus loves me always. And then another section, there were 6 total. The third section is the story of Jesus, and this is basically your Easter and Christmas story. The fourth one was I love Jesus. I love Jesus by learning his word, by going to church, by being obedient, by singing praise to him, and by praying to him. And then my church helps me section. My church helps me learn God's word. It helps me to do right. And then the Good Samaritan, and we learned about the Good Samaritan and how we are to be kind to others. And so with each section, there's a total of 4 verses that they have to learn. And when they learn their verses, they get a ribbon. So when you hear that they've earned their ribbon, you know that they've learned 4 verses. So I'm going to start with Daniel Blake. He is getting an attendance certificate because he has attended faithfully to Master's Club, and he's also getting a scripture memory ribbon number 2. So good job, Daniel Blake. And then next I have Haley Garinger, and she's getting an attendance certificate. Good job, Haley. Ava Goble is getting an attendance certificate, her scripture memory ribbon number 1, and her scripture memory ribbon number 2, and she's only been in club since April, so good job, Ava. So that's 8 verses that she's memorized since then, so that's really good. Chase Latta is also getting an attendance certificate and a scripture memory ribbon number 2, so he already earned number 1, and then number 3 as well. Good job, Chase. Good job. Okay, Aubrey Hill, she came in January, halfway through the year. She's getting an attendance certificate. She's already earned ribbons number 1 and 2, and tonight she's earning 3, 4, 5, and 6. So she finished her book. So good job, Aubrey. So that's a grand total of 52 verses that these kids have learned this year. Really good. Okay. Next we have our Lambs group. This is pre-K. It's also our largest group. So Jared would stand, and Kara, and Ansley, and Jacob, and Abby, and Casey. Okay. Briefly, what they've learned this year, that God made it all. That, let me really quick go through here. That he made it all in 7 days. And that he made us, he made you, and he made you special. And then we also had God's Son badge, and that was, again, a Christmas and Easter, basically a Christmas and Easter story, Jesus' birth and his death and resurrection. And then God's Word badge, we learned about the Bible and how it will last forever, and that people all over the world need to hear it, need to hear God's Word. The Gray Squirrel badge, God made the little critters. He made all things. We learned to talk to God because he made us. Let's see, we also had our 3 honors badge, and that was where they had to be kind at home and in a club. They had to share. They had to be a helper. So I have Kara Day first. She's earning her 24 weeks attendance certificate, and this also earns her Noah's Ark badge. Good job, Kara. And then she's also getting her God's Word badge, so she completed the God's Word section. She memorized her verses for that section. She got the orange memory badge. She is getting the gray squirrel badge, the green memory badge, a praying to God badge, and a blue memory badge. Good job, Kara. Nathan Gehringer is getting his 16 weeks attendance certificate. Good job, Nathan. Okay. And then Ansley Goble is getting her 24 weeks attendance, and this also earns her Noah's Ark badge. She's getting her Praying to God badge, Blue Memory badge, 3 honors badge, so she had to show kindness, she had to share, she had to be a helper in club as well as at home to get that. Her Yellow Memory badge, a coloring award ribbon, she colored everything in her book, and she finished her book, so she's getting a Scripture Memory Gold Medal and a completion certificate. Good job, Ansley. And Jared Latta, him and Ansley are the same. So Jared got 24 weeks attendance certificate, his Noah's Ark badge, praying to God, blue memory badge, his 3 honors. So again, he had to show kindness, he had to share, he had to be a helper at home as well as in club. He's getting his yellow memory badge, his coloring award ribbon, his scripture memory gold medal, and a completion certificate. He completed his book. Good job, Jared. Jacob Obenauer, he has finished his Treasures book, and he's earned his Lambs membership badge. He's getting his completion certificate for the Treasure book that he completed, his 8 weeks Noah's Ark attendance certificate, God Made It All badge, and a red memory badge. Good job, Jacob. I'm sorry, this is so long. I have 3 pages of awards to give out. It's really long. I apologize. But it's great. It is great. Casey Smith is getting her 24 weeks attendance certificate, her Noah's Ark badge, her God's Word badge, and an orange memory badge. Good job, Casey. Hey, the God's Little Shepherds is our kindergarten group. They learned about God and how he loves me. God knows me. God created me, the great white bear. So about animals, my church, loving my pastor. And that's where we had pastor come visit our class. David Blake is receiving his 24 weeks certificate, his Noah's Ark badge, his God Created Me badge, and his Orange Memory badge. Good job, David. And Lainey Bird, I don't think she's here. Okay. She earned her 8-week certificate. Adeline Reed is getting her 24 weeks Noah's Ark attendance certificate, her Noah's Ark badge, God Knows Me badge, and the Purple Memory badge. Good job, Adeline. And then Ezekiel came in halfway through the year, and he completed 2 books in that time. He's getting a 16 weeks attendance certificate. He finished his Lamb's book. He finished his Lamb's book, and he earned his gold medal and his completion certificate. And then from the Shepherd's book, he got my church badge, blue memory, loving my pastor, yellow memory, coloring award ribbon, and then another gold medal and a completion certificate because he completed that book as well. So 2 books in 5 months. Good job, Z. That is a total of 40 verses that Zeke has learned by himself. 40 verses. So I was going to pick another really awesome thing is that you can give him a reference and he knows the verse. So I picked 3 at random, and I was going to have him come to the microphone and quote them for you. And we haven't rehearsed this, so I don't know how it's going to go. But it should go well. Zeke, do you know Romans 10:13?
Romans 10:13.
I didn't write it down. I figured he'd know it.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Good job. Psalm 55:17. Evening
and morning, a damning mouth shall sing for aloud, and he shall hear my voice.
Good job. Okay. Hebrews 13:6.
Hebrews 13:6. The Lord's our hope, and not in that fear, what man shall do unto me.
Good job. All right. So I just have one more award to hand out, and that is our Clever of the Year award. And it's going to Zeke. It's going to Ezekiel King for Zeke. All right, at this time we have Miss Andrea Day with their first, second, and third grade, right? Okay. And Eva, Miss Eva.
Good evening. This is the primary class for Master's Club. This is the first, second, and third graders, and it has been a blessing and a privilege to get to teach them this year. Miss Eva is the head of the first graders, and I had Ryan Spivey help lead up my second graders, and Sarah Harrison also helped, and then I took over the third graders. Each one of these grades are in different books. So we've got 3 different books going on in the classroom. And there's no way I could keep up with that as these kids are saying verses. We have Anne Marie Cook that comes in on Wednesday nights, and she is gold to us because she keeps the records as these kids are saying verses and we are signing off sections. They're taking their books to her. She is logging it in their record, and she is keeping track of all their awards because there's no way I could do it. tonight, the first graders are going to be singing for y'all. They're going to be singing Jesus Loves the Little Children.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus died for all the children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus died for all the children of the world. Jesus lives for all the children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Good job, guys. Okay, our second graders are going to recite the books of the New Testament.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, Revelation.
Our third graders are going to recite the verses to the Romans Road. They're also going to be calling out a title of each verse, what the verse is actually talking about.
Man is sinful.
Romans 3:10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one.
God is holy.
Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
God gives eternal life.
Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Christ died for us.
Romans 5:8.
But God. When they come into Master's Club, at the very beginning, they have to complete an entrance booklet before they get into their actual book. And on those entrance booklets, each child, they're learning the pledges, they're learning some of the verses, and they're also taken through the plan of salvation before they can even complete, even earn their first book. So the plan of salvation is hit very, very hard in Master's Club. And I'm pleased to announce that we had 4 children in this class saved this year during Master's Club. Okay, I'm going to hush and get on with the awards. Tonight we have Caitlin Armstrong. She is receiving her America badge, her third attendance star, her above and beyond badge, the second grade Children's Bible Institute badge. And Caitlin completed her book. Patrick Blake, he is receiving his Good Savior badge, his Preacher's Pal badge, and his third attendance star. Sarah Cardenas, she is earning her Jonathan badge, Serving My Master badge, Scripture Memory Ribbon number 1, second attendance star, Romans Road badge, Scripture Memory Ribbon number 2. Rachel Day is receiving her Loving My Church badge, her third attendance star, Romans Road badge, Scripture Memory Ribbon number 2. Anna Dickerson is receiving her first attendance star and her Sunday School Faithfulness badge. Derek DeVore, he is receiving his Good Shepherd badge and his third attendance star. Garrett Gross is receiving his Scripture Memory number 2 ribbon. Shelby Gross is receiving her Loving My Church badge. Carson Hicks is receiving his second attendance star. Addison Ratledge is receiving her Serving My Master badge and her second attendance star. Matthew Reed is receiving his Loving My Church badge, Serving My Master badge, and the Romans Road badge. Lane Walker is receiving his Scripture Memory Ribbon number 1, his Good Servant badge, his Scripture Memory Ribbon number 2, and his second attendance star. Mason Walker is receiving his Scripture Memory Ribbon number 1 and his second attendance star. That is all for the primaries. I'd like to introduce to you the teachers of the junior class. It's Brother David Obenauer and Brother Jan Scoble. I apologize. I have a very important award that I should not overlook. We have a Clubber of the Year Award. Our Clubber of the Year Award is for a very faithful student, one who is in attendance. They work very, very hard. They're very well behaved. They're just an overall outstanding Clubber, and that goes to Caitlin Armstrong.
Okay, I'm the teacher of the juniors class, and so is Brother Jance. We started tag teaming that this year. Some of the things that we have learned this year in the junior class, and that is, of course, is the 4th, 5th, and 6th graders. They've done several Bible studies. They've learned about the life of Christ this year. They've learned about missionary biographies. They've actually studied a missionary and created biographies and presentations on how the missionary's work goes in those fields. They've put together the boards that you see a lot of our missionaries come in here on Sunday nights, and when they have their presentation, they've learned how to do that kind of stuff. They've given their testimonies this year. They've also learned how to do sermon notes. That was a big part of our year this year. It's been an awesome, awesome year in our class. I love the 4th, 5th, and 6th graders. It's kind of sad because this is their last stopping point in Master Clubs. After this, they're on to Brother Latta. So hopefully you get something good this year. But I do want to take just a moment in that regards. If you are in sixth grade, could you please stand at this time, because this is your last year for Master Clubs. But at this time, I do want to. We have a special prize for the winner of the push-up contest. Pastor talked about it earlier. We did have a section at the end of our book this year on physical fitness, and Brother Jance is going to come up here and present that award to our winner. And our award, of course, our winner of that was Brother John Dickerson. So come on, John. Okay, at this time, we did have one of our presentation people is going to come forward this year, did a presentation at regionals. This is also some of the stuff that they do during the year. Brother Isaac is going to come up here, and he's going to give us his Zacchaeus story. So come on, Isaac.
I'm going to tell you the story of Zacchaeus. Hi, I'm Zacchaeus. I'm a tax collector. My job is to take people's money and bring it to the Roman government. But I take a little extra for myself. I'm a little greedy. People say it's wrong what I do. And the other day, I learned it was wrong. I had a talk with Jesus the other day, and I'm going to tell you about that. The other day, when I was collecting taxes in the city, I heard people talking about a man that was the great healer and the savior of our souls. What man could be the great healer and the savior of our souls? So I grew curious and wanted to know more about this man. So I went into town to meet him. But I wasn't the only one there. There must have been hundreds of people there to see Jesus. Just this one man. I wanted to see him, but there was one little problem. I'm a wee little man. I couldn't see him. All I could see was the back of heads. I couldn't see over the crowd. But that didn't stop me from seeing Jesus. I looked around. I started to think. And that's when I saw it. It was a tree, but not just any tree. It was a sycamore tree. I walked over to it and I started to climb and climb and climb and climb in what felt like forever. And I looked down and I could see the whole city and I could see all the people. But most importantly, I could see Jesus. And as he made his way through the crowd, I could see the compassion and love he had for these people. There was something special about him. And as he got closer and closer and closer to me, he stopped and he looked up into the tree. He knew I was in the tree. Not just that, he knew my name. He called out to me, "Zacchaeus, you come down. I want to go to your house." What? My house? This great healer and the savior of our souls, this Jesus wants to come to my house? I was so excited. I quickly climbed down the tree, and as I made my way through the crowd, I could hear them saying awful things about me. What does Jesus want with that sinner? What does Jesus want with Zacchaeus? Does he not know who he is? Awful things about me. And so I took Jesus to my house and we sat and we had a talk. He told me about two places I will go when I die, heaven or hell. And heaven is a wonderful, beautiful place with streets of gold and a mansion of my own, and Jesus will be there. But hell is a place of torment and darkness where I will burn for eternity for my sins. I didn't want to go to hell. And Jesus told me, if I repent of my sins and accept him as my Savior, I will go to heaven with him. And that day, that's just what I did. I repented of my sins and accepted him as my Savior. That was the best day of my life. And I just felt bad. All the money, all that extra money I stole from those people, it was wrong and I had to make it right because it was sin. So the very next day, I took all that money back from to the people. I gave it to everyone in the town. And there's one thing Jesus said to me before he left my house, and it's found in Luke chapter 19, verse 10. for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save which was lost. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to have my junior class come up here now as we present the awards for them. One of the main purposes of Master Clubs is to teach children how to serve the Lord, and this is the kind of example of what we're teaching them on Wednesday nights. This is the kind of skill that he can take going forward in his life, and hopefully he'll work in a church and use that towards children's ministries or wherever the Lord would lead him in his life. But at this point, we're going to start presenting our awards this year for the junior class. And my first award person is Jaden Allridge. She is receiving her Sermon Notes badge, Life of Christ 2 badge, Bible Study 2 badge, and Missionary badge, as well as her Silver Crown for completing this year's book. John Dickerson is receiving his Physical Fitness badge, as well as his Silver Crown for completing the book. Rachel Fiesler is receiving her Physical Fitness badge and her Sermon Notes badge. Jaden is receiving his Preacher Boy badge. Ethan Reed is receiving his Preacher Boy badge and Physical Fitness badge. Brody Wiggins is receiving his Missionary Badge, Physical Fitness, Life of Christ 2, and Sermon Notes Badge, as well as his Silver Crown for completing the book this year. Isaac is receiving his Preacher Boy Badge and Physical Fitness Badge. Micah is receiving his Physical Fitness Badge. Jimmy Rodriguez is receiving his Bible Study 2, Life of Christ 2, Physical Fitness, and Preacher Boy badge. Samantha Day is receiving her Physical Fitness, Sermon Notes, Christian Love, Missionary, and Silver Crown for tonight. And Jeremiah Reed is receiving his Physical Fitness badge. And I'm very proud to present, as Miss Andrea said, the Clubber of the Year's award that we give to one of our students. Have just shined all throughout the year. They've had a lot of spirit about being in Master Clubs every Wednesday night. And this year's winner of the Junior Class Clubber of the Year award is Isaac Day. And then a very, 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 very special award that I unfortunately do not have with me tonight, but I'm excited to be able to present it this year. We've only given away this award twice in our entire time of running this program, is the Triple Crown Award. In order to receive a Triple Crown Award, you have to complete all three sections of the junior book, complete several Discovery Bible book pamphlets, earn 25 or more merit badges, memorize 30 or more scripture verses, and have honorable Christian character. And I'm very, very, very proud to announce that this year, Samantha Day is receiving the Triple Crown Award. So we will have another time when we present that, when we actually have it here. Just we didn't get it in the mail this week. So, but that is the end of our program. We have a short video to wrap it up, and then we are done for the night. Well, Pastor will come after the video. So thank you very much. Favorite memories about Master Clubs?
Like having all the friends gather up and like learning the gospel and just being able to memorize verses.
The saturation of the Word of God. It's very Bible-centered program, which is fantastic. Hide thy word in my heart that I might not sin against God, right? And so that's absolutely what the Master Club program focuses on, and that is through scripture memory as well as games and stuff that they do for regionals, as well as teaching, biblical teaching every week.
To talk about is your experiences at Master Club Regionals this year.
Well, it's an event where you go out and you show the talent of your preacher boy and Bible.
It was a wonderful experience. I wish I had gone every year now, but I didn't. in all fairness, know that everybody could go. And I have an ulterior motive because I had 6-7 grandchildren there, and I wanted to watch them. And I didn't get to watch all of them, but it was wonderful to see them in the Bible quiz and to play their instrument, and even in their relays and the puppet ministry. Preacher Boy was wonderful to see all these children know about Christ and want to do for Him. That's one of the reasons we're in the church we're in, because we wanted to build a future for our children and our grandchildren.
What have you learned this year in Master Clubs?
I learned a missionary. He tells people about Jesus and God.
Did you learn any verses this year?
Uh-huh.
Can you quote one of them for me?
Uh-huh.
Which one do you remember?
I forgot some of the words of it.
Miss Jessica, what is your favorite part about working in the Master Club program?
I love the kids. Their energy, their enthusiasm, just their sweet spirit. It's really
Caitlin, tell me what is your favorite part about being in Master Clubs? Yep. What do you get when you do the verses?
Badges.
Do you want to model your vest for us?
I appreciate what it teaches the children and the fact that they get to learn scripture, have it in their hearts. My age group specifically, the first, second, and third graders, that seems to be that age that they're really understanding salvation and asking questions and really feeling the conviction of the Holy Spirit about their sin. We've seen a few saved in class this year, and so it's really exciting to see that and to see it finally click. So when they first come in, their first entrance book, you go through the plan of salvation with them. You go through it several times in the third grade book. They actually memorize the Romans Road, have to tell you what the verses mean. It's just a really, really good program. It really helps strengthen what Sunday school is there for. Children's church is there, and they get this in midweek, so it's really good.
What a blessing. I appreciate to Brother David and Miss Leah. Would you stand, guys? Appreciate you guys very much. Stand up, Brother David. Miss Leah, you work harder than he does. Appreciate you guys very much. Thank you. You see it. And it is a job, I promise you, as they organize and put these things together, as well as rustling kids. I'm telling you, what a job. I like to see them running, you know, they take off. I said, woohoo! All right. But, man, just imagine the amount of scripture. I still think it would be neat, ideal, to know how many scriptures were memorized by all these kids this year. Lots and lots of them. And that is the primary focus, if you would, of Master's Club, is the memorization of scripture. And then the application along with it, especially as the kids get older. And what an influence. And there is a little difference between Sunday school and what Master Club has to offer. Sunday school, they're getting the Bible stories and the application of those Bible stories. And in a Master Club, the emphasis is upon that scripture memorization and also application. We never want to leave the application out. Brother Zellner, right? Always want the application, but the emphasis upon that scripture memorization. To memorize 40 scripture, how many does Zeke memorize total? 40? Wasn't it 40? That's awesome, you know, just to think about that. So tonight, before we're dismissed, just think about it for a moment. The value of ministry. You saw tonight the value of ministry. And what, as parents and as teachers and workers, but also as a church as a whole, as we make this ministry possible through your financial giving, through many of you volunteering in this ministry, and then we see the results of that ministry. And you got to see it tonight. That's why we take the time to do this once a year, making sure that you understand as a church member, that we understand as parents, the value of ministry. And this is the last year for me to have a kid in the... for me to have a dog in the hunt, right? So next year I'll be looking from the outside in. And but just appreciate, again, all you workers, thank you so much for your sacrifice and time. I do know they need more people to help, especially listening to verses. And that's something so easy that you can do. So some of you who have not found a place to plug in yet here at our church and get involved yet, what a neat idea. And I understand, right, you go up and listen to verses, but then you could come back down and come to the service. So you wouldn't have to stay there the whole time on Wednesday night. You could go listen to the verses and then come back. And so if you would like to get involved in the Master's Ministry, Master Club Ministry, that's a great area, easy area to get involved in, and they need the help. Amen. And we'll look forward to next year. All right. Value of ministry. I'm going to end it like that tonight. Let's all stand and appreciate our visitors that are here tonight. I see several that came to see their children, receive their awards. We thank you for being here tonight. The gospel was preached tonight several times. Isaac did a great job with it. And so I do want to have a time of invitation. And let's do that, can we? Just a real short invitation. Sorry, Miss Linda. And Isaac presented the gospel. We heard the gospel presented by the third graders. That's awesome. And the Lord, if you're here tonight, the Lord's touched your heart through message, through song, through one of these children, I certainly want to give you an opportunity to come to the altar. We'll be brief, so if you want to come to the altar, come on the very first one. Let's just do, I surrender all, or what?